everybody today. And I get a double shot of Katie Rauber during Chalkfest.
That time of year.
It's that time of year. Good morning.
Morning.
Have you gotten any sleep this week?
You know what? We have finally figured out how to get our ducks in a row.
Okay.
So we're doing pretty good.
I think you're doing really good.
Yeah.
Everything's set. Chalkfest happening, kicking off on Saturday.
Yes.
And I just got the Twix on the street closings.
Yeah.
There we go. So we'll be passing that along too.
Great.
We're
closing down 4th and 2nd.
Yes. And the artists showing up already, or when do they start?
Some of them are coming in today, I think.
Yes. Okay.
Yep. Sean's making his way this way. So
people listening going, well, what is Chalkfest? I'm new to the area and I don't know. What is Chalkfest, Katie Rauber?
There's a question. It is a gathering of art and music and color and, all in one spot.
Right.
Really is what it is. And it's just a community gathering, really. And we are bringing in unbelievably talented artists who can do 3D chalk art on our roads. And this is a festival that it appeals to a 6-month-old and a 96-month.
It is timeless. That's what I love about it.
An ageless, I think that's the word.
Ageless is what you use, yes.
Ageless festival for everybody. And there's food trucks and... There's so much going to happen in just a span of 2 or 3 days.
It has grown like crazy. But again, I say you don't mince words when you talk about your corporate friends, too.
And how much
help they've been to you.
Yes, they are impeccable. And we can't put on an event like this without our amazing corporate sponsors. And today I brought in Jody Hendrickson. From Edward Jones, she and Ashley Gerner have come together and done a corporate sponsorship for Chalkfest, and we couldn't be more grateful. So I'm going to turn over the mic to Jody and ask her, what do you do? What Edward Jones does? Give us the lowdown on Edward Jones.
Well, so thank you. I am so excited for this weekend. I was just talking to Katie out in the hallway, and I just can't wait. Edward Jones, we are a financial business. We work with financial planning. I actually have some of that all written down here. But retirement planning, goal setting, we do some estate and legacy relationships. And so that's just a little part of what we do. One of our main culture is impact to the community. And so we really work to build relationships in our communities, support our communities, bring people into the communities. And so that's why I'm so excited to be a part of Chalkfest.
That sounds like a lot under your umbrella, Jody. Mm-hmm. And has it always been that way with Edward Jones?
You know, it hasn't always been that way. You know, a lot of people feel that we've always been a transactional, you know, we mm-hmm. will do different things. But right now, as things are changing, communities are growing, people are evolving, where it's more the planning and the getting in deeper and making sure that, Bill, when you're ready to retire, you got it going on.
Let's see, what is the definition of that word?
I wonder. Mm. Yeah, you don't know that word.
I absolutely don't. And again, are you ready to take the question, Eric? Because we've been having a good time.
Have
with
you
this.
With this?
Yes, okay. we've really been good.
We'll see. Yeah.
Okay, first question that's going to be thrown at you. If Edward Jones could create a chalk art design that represented your company, what would it be and why?
I really had to think about this one a little bit, but my design would be a chair. And that is because the chair is a meaningful part of our branding. It symbolizes the person sitting across from us. And it reflects our belief at Edward Jones that the most important focus is always on the individual, listening to their story, understanding their goals, and building the plan around them. And so the chair would be what I would do. And if you've seen me draw stick people, that's about all I could draw. So.
That's good marketing. That is a good plan. I
like
love that.
Chair, yeah.
I love that.
That's awesome.
All right.
It's a great, insightful visualization. I love it.
Thank you.
The next question we have for you. Tell us something about Edward Jones that most people might not know.
Okay, and we kind of got into this a little bit, but a lot of people may, it may appear to people that, you know, there's so many different offices with Edward Jones throughout different communities, but we actually do operate as a close-knit network of advisors, and we regularly collaborate and support each other. And there's really that culture of connection and shared knowledge. And again, like we talked about, one misconception is that we only focus on investments, but mm-hmm. we're so much more. And so I think that's where people, I get the question all the time, how come there's so many of you? And, you know, so we do collaborate together, but want to make sure that we're here in our communities to help whomever is in need of help.
Impacting people's lives. I love that. Yeah. All right. Keep going. Keep going.
Okay, next question number three.
All right.
Number three. Everybody had these questions?
Everybody.
Everyone. All of our corporate sponsors.
Carson, as I've been walking in and out with clients. So yes. Perfect.
Yes. So how do you think events like Borderline Chalk Fest help strengthen connections between businesses, residents, and visitors?
So Chalk Fest has been a wonderful community event, and I've been involved for several years, either working, volunteering, or just showing up and walking around. And it's always great to see so many residents out and bringing their families together. What stands out most to me is I have actually met the same couple from Bismarck every single year here, and it's on their calendar every year. Last year, she friended me on Facebook. She requested to be my friend. And so just meeting people, you see visitors from Fargo all over the area. And so I just believe that this event really helps put our community on the map.
Right. Good answer.
It does.
Really good answer.
It is, yep. It is gaining traction outside of this little area that mm-hmm. Chalk Fest is a growing festival.
And that's what you need.
That's what, yeah, mm-hmm. to yeah. draw people to the Breckenridge Wahpeton area.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, question number four. How does supporting events like Borderline Chalk Fest fit into Edward Jones' mission and or values?
So like I said, a big part of our mission and core values is community impact. And Ashley and I just love to be a supporter of things in the community. And Chalk Fest allows us to be visible, engaged, and actively involved in helping our community grow by showing up and participating. I just feel that we're demonstrating we're invested in more than just finances. We care about the people in this community and the future of our community, and we really want the community to thrive. So that is a big mission of ours.
I love that. Just showing up. That's perfect.
Having businesses here in town that mm-hmm. are so impactful mm-hmm. and that have those values and show those values publicly
mm-hmm.
only benefits our Twin Towns.
That's
yeah.
huge.
So,
yeah,
it's huge.
Absolutely.
And the last one, what impact do you hope Borderline Chalk Fest has on our communities, not just during the festival.
We've all been talking too much.
It's Wednesday. But throughout the year.
So first of all, us three talk too much? Come on.
Yeah, hard to believe, right?
It's hard to believe. It really is. So actually, and I'm going to give kudos out to Katie and Jordan, because our chamber does an excellent job of promoting our communities year-round, not just during the summer or during Chalk Fest. And so it helps keep the energy engagement throughout all the seasons. And I just made a couple notes here. My hope is that people who attend this event or just even see what's happening will think of Wahpeton Breckenridge as a destination and come back and visit other times of the year, whether it's our park, whether it's Christmas time, we've got the tree lighting. I mean, just so I just feel that it puts us on the map and makes people aware of what we have here.
Yeah.
She got good answers.
She does.
Holy smokes.
That's what helps when I get them in advance.
I love it. I love it.
Well, Jody, I want to personally thank you for you helping and supporting our mission, our own mission, and supporting Chalk Fest and bringing people together. You're an integral part of this. And I also want to thank Ashley Gerner, who is partnering with you as the Edward Jones and as an Edward Jones Corporation. Mm-hmm. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And we certainly appreciate it. And I wish you all the best.
Yes, and we can't wait to see you this weekend.
Yes.
All right.
With my fan, my water bottle, my
and
I have it all going on. I love it.
All right.
Jody Hendrickson, Edward Jones, talking Chalk Fest happening, kicking off on Saturday. Looking forward to it. Katie, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate
it. 9:56, the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Erickson with a check of the markets this hour, brought to you by the North Dakota Department of Agriculture. Corn futures are trading slightly lower to start the day and maybe backing off after large gains the past 2 days, while weather forecasts in the 8 to 14 day range show hotter and drier conditions, rains are still expected to fall on parts of the Midwest this weekend, which would set the crop up for a stretch of drier weather. Soybean futures are trading higher this morning as President Trump declared the ceasefire with Iran over. And over the past few days, Iran has attacked commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Last night, President Trump attacked Iran in retaliation and this morning declared ceasefire is over. This will likely result in the closure of the Strait of Hormuz again, and crude oil prices are now up $3.44 a barrel. Looking at those numbers in the grains, we have September corn down 6 1/4 at 437 3/4. December new crop down 5 1/2 at 458 3/4. August soybeans up 5 1/2 at 1199 1/4. November new crop up 1/2 at 1198 1/4. September Chicago wheat down 2 1/2 at 616. September Kansas City wheat down 2 3/4 at 650. September Minneapolis wheat is up 3 3/4 at 636 3/4. And looking at canola for November, up $14.10 Canadian at $7.74.60 Canadian.